And today, as you leave the service, there will be some men standing in the foyer, and they'll be handing out a Christmas treat to each and every one. And so be sure and get a treat as you leave the building today, as you leave the church. And I'm sure we've got enough for everybody to take one. We don't have enough for everybody to take two, but we do have enough for everybody to take one. And those of you that did ride a bus and you're in the sanctuary, your bus will have your treat for you on the bus. And so it'll be handed to you there, so you won't have to pick one up in the foyer as you're leaving. You'll be given one on the bus, so keep that in mind as you're leaving, all right? That those that's on the bus, they'll have your treat ready for you right there, okay? Amen. Look with me to the book of Luke, and I won't be long today. I don't anticipate that I will, no longer than usual probably. But I want to read to you from the book of Luke, chapter 2 today. And I'm going to read to you just a quick verse there in the book of Luke. And then we're going to flip over to the book of Isaiah, verse that the children, the teen church read to you today. And I want to read that verse to you as well, okay? Amen. That will be in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 is where we'll look there. But first, it's great to have Brother Scott Ennis with us, missionary to Nigeria. I appreciate Brother Scott Ennis and his family, and I appreciate the work they're doing in Nigeria and in Africa. They do a great work there, and appreciate them. And amen, I'm glad that they could be in service with us today and be with family for Christmas. So we're glad they're with us today. Amen. Book of Luke, chapter 2, and I want to read to you this verse. Man, the angels that appeared to the shepherds, and we know the story of the angels appearing to the shepherds. But verse 11 is what I want to read to you. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And I read it to you this way, and I just want to say, unto you is born this day a Savior. Unto you is born this day a Savior. A Savior. Look with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. It says in verse 6, "For unto us a child is born." Very similar to what it says there in verse 11. "For unto you is born this day." It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. Did you ever get the gift for Christmas that you really did not need? You ever get that gift? And when you open it, you're like, inside you're saying, "What am I going to do with this?" But on the outside, you're saying, "Oh, just what I wanted!" Right? Inside you're thinking, "Who can I give this to?" Have you ever re-gifted a gift? Come on, be honest. Re-gifted a gift? You thought, you know, maybe you, for whatever reason, come on. You know, if it's something that you really want, it's really hard to re-gift it. But getting those things, men, we get those gifts that we really don't need. All right? How many of you men need another ice scraper? Really, do you need another one? I've got 10 in my garage, I think. Right? And guess what? I never have one and then there's ice on the car. I have to use a credit card to scrape the ice off the window. And I've got ice scrapers all over the place. But for some reason, when winter comes and the ice comes out, ice scrapers, they crawl off and they hide somewhere in the garage. And in my garage, that's not hard to do. Okay? I mean, how many of us need another one of those gifts that we really don't need. When I read that, for unto you is born a Savior. A Savior. What do you really need this Christmas? What is it that you really need this Christmas? What is it that we could get you that you would say, wow, this is just what I needed this Christmas. This is just what I need. I think if we looked at the world today, what could we say that we could give the world for Christmas? What does the world need today? What is the greatest need for this world this Christmas? I mean, you know, if there's a man drowning, he's out there in the water and he's drowning, what does he need? What is it that he really needs? Well, he probably needs somebody to come and on a boat and shout out instructions on how to swim. Okay, move your right arm. Now move your left arm. Now move your right foot. Now move your left foot. Now do the hokey pokey. You know, I mean, is that how you're going to give instructions? He don't need somebody out there saying, hey, you know, you better hold your breath. Whatever you do, don't breathe. You'll die if you breathe. Oh, really? Last I heard, you die if you don't breathe. What is it? What is it that they need? Probably somebody standing out there on a boat warning them of all the dangers of water. Warning them of being careful when they're around water. Be careful that you don't fall in. That's not what they need. What is it that a drowning man needs? What is it that a drowning man needs? Does a drowning man need instruction on how he should have handled his life before he fell in the water? What's a drowning man need? You know what? You would not have been in this water if you would have been more careful yesterday. You wouldn't have fell in this water if you would have been more careful, if you'd have done things differently, right? How many of you moms, if you saw your child in there drowning in water, you know, would stand on the side and say, now I have always told you, haven't I warned you, that how you should not play around water, and this is what you get for playing around the water. Shame on you. That's not what they need. They don't need another lecture. What does a drowning man need? He needs a lifesaver. No, not one of those candy ones. He needs a lifesaver. He needs somebody that will save his life. When I read that verse, unto you is born this day a Savior. What does this world need? There is the greatest need for this world today and for your life today is a Savior. At this moment in time, when we read the scripture, amen, what was the need for the world at that time? Was it another sacrifice to be offered in the temple? No, they had offered countless sacrifices, and it had not done the job. Was it for there to be another king on the throne of Israel? No, they had number of kings, and none of them had been able to help them. What was the greatest need for Israel on this day? It was a Savior. It was a Savior. When I look at the world today, we can say, what is the greatest need for our world today? Some people would look on, they say, what this world needs. What this world needs is somebody that can put it all together. Some great politician that will rise up. Some great wise man that will have leadership ability that can put this all together. Is that really what the world needs? What the world needs is a Savior. Is a Savior. Amen. Whenever there's a tragedy like we had this week, everybody rises up and says, this is what we need. This is what we need. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. Can I tell you, the greatest need for our world today is a Savior.
We don't need another law. We need a Savior. We need a Christ to be born into our heart and in our life today. And you look at your life and say, what I need is a financial advisor. Somebody to tell me how to spend my money. Maybe you need somebody to tell you how to save your money. But man, I need somebody to give me some to save my finances. No, the greatest need of your life is a Savior. Is a Savior. And you look at your life, you say, I need somebody to give me advice. Where's Dr. Phil? I need somebody to give me advice. Where's Oprah? I need somebody to give me advice. Where's Dr. Laura? Where's I need somebody to give me advice. Where's, you know, whoever you want to, it's amazing who people get advice from, you know. Two drunks can sit on about a bar and get advice from one another, but it's not good for them. It's not good advice. You know what? Hey, man, is advice really what you need? Somebody else to tell you what their opinion is? You've had so many people giving you so many different opinions and your mind is spinning. What you need today is a Savior. Amen. What you need is a Christ to be born into your life. Amen. The greatest gift that you could ever receive today is that Jesus be born into your life. Amen. If Christ could be born into your heart today, then he is the greatest gift that you could ever receive. The greatest gift. He's wonderful. That word, when I looked at that word, it basically means he's miraculous. He is like amazing. He is wonderful. When is the last time you opened a gift and you said, wow, this is amazing? When was the last time? Maybe it was the last time the wife opened up her dishwasher. Wow! A dishwasher, this is amazing. It washes the dishes. This is so awesome. This is so awesome. And maybe for the husband, it was that new tool that he opened up. Oh man, look what it will do. Look what it do. Look, listen to how loud it is. Look at how big the blade is on it. Look at all the horsepower that it has. This is amazing. Maybe that's the last time you said, but oh, if you would open up the Lord Jesus into your heart today and see what Jesus can do in your life, you would say he is miraculous. It is wonderful. He is amazing what God can do in my life. He can meet every need that you have. Amen. Man, if you could open up a gift today that would give you the advice that you really need. Because it says he is counselor. He is counselor. He will give you the leadership that you need in your life. He will direct your life. He will be the one to give you the answer to the problem you face in your life right now. He is the answer. Amen. You could open a gift today that would be all that you could ever hope for. Wonderful. Counselor. Amen. To some, he could be a father. He could be the father that you've never had. That one that's close to you, that loves you, that cares for you. To some, he may be the peace that you are looking for in your life right now. If you could open up a Christmas gift and receive peace in your life, right? Talk about it last night. Some families already have the police on standby for their Christmas family gathering. That's pretty bad, isn't it? The police are already on standby. They've got 911 speed dialed into their phone. They're ready to go because they know, man, when the family gets together, it's a mess. Wouldn't it be nice to open a gift this Christmas that would bring peace into your life and into your home and into your family? Hallelujah. I believe that unto you is born this day right now the most present need. Amen. Right now, he says, unto you is born this day. It's what you need in your life right now. This is not, don't put it off. It's what you need right now. He is the answer today. It's not the answer for later on. Right now. Right now, this is what you need. This is the most pressing need in your life. Amen. Sir, sometimes we look at our life and we have so many needs in our life. We have so many needs and we think, my, you know, there's no way I can get it all for Christmas, huh? No way. But I can tell you today that the one gift that you really need more than any other gift right now, today. Today. You don't even have to wait till Christmas to open this one. But today, it is a Savior. Born unto you. And it's a present. It's a present that you need in your life right now. But more than that, amen, it's a personal gift. It's a personal gift. It's one that for every one of us, you need to receive this gift. Do you follow me? For unto you is born this day. This is for you, young people. Young people, you need this gift in your life. You need a Savior. You need somebody that can save your soul. Somebody that can deliver you from your sin. More than anything else, you need this Savior. And he is for you today. Yeah. Man, how many of you kids like to open up a gift and it says on there that you have to share it with your brothers and sisters? What? No way. Share it? I ain't going to share this. I ain't going to share this. I want this for myself. You can have a gift today that is for you. It is for you. It is a personal gift, for unto you is born this day. Mom and Dad, right now, this is the gift for you. This is the gift for you. Did you ever get that gift that you thought, who were they thinking of when they bought this gift? You look at the size of it and you say, what? You got to be kidding me. What do they think I am? Surely they didn't have me in mind when they bought this. You're kidding me. I remember a brim Christmas, Aunt Debbie. I remember a brim Christmas. They should have clarified what David it was for. Because when I was a kid, I was just a little kid, and I opened up a gift, and it was handkerchiefs. I was like, what? What am I supposed to do with these? I've got a sleeve. Who needs this? Who needs this thing, you know? And I was so disappointed. I had got my Uncle David's Christmas gift. But to me, it was so disappointing. It was so disappointing. This is not what I wanted. This is not what I needed. I was not happy with it. Some of you will not be happy with some of the gifts you get this Christmas. You're right. Your wife's buying you clothes that she knows is what the size you really need. And you're not going to be happy with it. Way too many X's on that thing. Way too many. And you are not going to be happy with it. Because you're going to say, this isn't for me. You must have had somebody else in mind. Don't you hate one size fits all gifts? Don't you love it when somebody puts a little thought into a gift they give you? It's a gift that just fits you perfectly. Amen, but I want you to know that the Savior that is born to you, he is for you today. He is what you need in your life. Amen, for the home that's falling apart. Amen, he'll be what you need. For the marriage that's dissolving, he'll be what you need. For the child that is lonely, for the young person that's thinking of suicide, he is what you need. He is a Savior. He's born unto you. Unto you. And it's just for you. And it's just what you needed this Christmas. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Amen. Oh, I love gifts that are given with a purpose in mind. Amen. A gift that's given with a head that's purposeful. Sometimes we... How many of you like getting gift cards for Christmas? I do too. Except when it's to Bath and Body Works. What are they trying to tell me? If it's to Cabela's, we can deal with that, brother guy. That's fine. Even if it's to Applebee's, I can do that. I can even do Walmart. I'm thankful that God gave a gift that has purpose for my life.
Amen.
He gave his son Jesus to die on a cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When he gave his son, he gave it with a purpose. And the purpose is that we might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head with me today? Amen. If you're here this morning, it's not our intention to embarrass you at all. But it is our purpose and it is our intention that God would be able to work in your life. Maybe you come here today, your life is a mess and your life is in pieces. And you think, Lord, there's no gift that I could get this Christmas that could help my life be put back together again.
Oh, hallelujah.
I want you to know today in this service, before you leave, you could receive a Christmas gift from God that could change your life forever. He's given a gift with purpose. He's given a gift with purpose. It's just what you need, a Savior. He's given a gift that is good for this very present moment, right now. It's what you need in your life today. Today, it's what you need. He's given a gift that is very personal. It just fits your life. It's perfect. It's perfect. Can I ask you this morning, do you need Jesus into your life? With our heads bowed, if you need Jesus to come into your life, would you just lift your hand? Hold your hand in the air today and let me pray with you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, bless these that's lifting their hands. Amen. I want God to work in your life today. I want God to work in your life today. Lord, bless you. I believe God can do something glorious and wonderful in your life. I believe that God can do something this Christmas that will change your life for all of eternity. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, God, that you begin to work in the heart and life of these that lifted their hand. God, that you would touch them. God, that you would save their soul, Lord Jesus. God, as they come to this altar today to pray, I ask you, Lord God, that you would deal with their heart, work in their life, and we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Before we come to the altar, I want to ask those that lifted your hand. Lifting your hand does not save you. Lifting your hand is not where salvation is at. But you need to invite Jesus into your heart. So I'd like for you to come, if you would, right now, and come to this altar. If you would, those that lifted your hand, just come, kneel at this altar today. We're going to give you first opportunity while this altar is open to step out. Come and kneel. The rest of the church will come in a moment. Amen. But I want to give you first opportunity before we all come. If you would come right now. Amen. If you'd like to come right now, I'd love to pray with you in this altar. I'd love to pray with you. God bless you for coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Just kneel right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there any others that would like to come? Church, go ahead and just be praying. Be praying, church, that God would speak to hearts today. Is there anybody else who would like to come and give your life to Jesus? Receive the this Christmas gift into your life and into your home today. Anyone else that would like to come? Amen. Church, why don't you come with us? Let's find a place to pray. Amen. Some of you would like to pray with these that's up here right now. Just come and pray with us. Suffered and died for a world that was lost. He gave all he could give to show us the reason to live.
Hallelujah!
Oh, you see, we are the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason that he suffered and died. For a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done, you can start all over again. Oh, I said it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done,
hallelujah,
you can start all over again. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is, I said, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done, you can start all over again. Jesus is so calling, but because of who he is. Oh, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done. Hallelujah! You can start a lover again. Hallelujah! I said it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. Softly calling, but because of who he is, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done, you can start all over again.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I said it doesn't matter who you are. Oh, it doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is, I said, and because of where he's been, and because of what he's done, you can start all over again. Oh, yes, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling, but because of who he is. Oh, yes, because of where he's been and because of what he's done. You can start all over again. Oh,